From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Legislators' Alternatives to Incarceration Subcommittee is weighing the possibility of creating a bail fund on the heels of the public launch of the Columbia County Bail Fund on December 3rd. Legislator Lori Torgensen, Democrat of Windham, said there have been telephone calls and a meeting was held about establishing a similar organization. Torgensen is the chair of the ATI Subcommittee. Some subcommittee members have spoken with attorney Daniel Arshak of New York about the idea, she said. Arshak is an expert in bail issues. In Greene County, every year, he said, hundreds of people are held on bail of less than $2,000 for offenses such as shoplifting and marijuana possession and may have to wait hundreds of days in jail before their cases are heard. And county taxpayers are paying as much as $170 a day to keep people in jail. A community bail fund could save the county money and reduce the jail population. Arshak said, and I quote, "There are bail funds popping up all over the state. The purpose is the same everywhere. Poor people shouldn't be penalized for being poor," end quote. If the Greene County project moves forward, the ATI subcommittee would use the Columbia County Fund as a model. Torgensen said, I quote, "Any kind of criminal justice reform work is good work. We are thrilled to see some steps being taken in Greene County," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Anthony Peduccia is reporting in Columbia Green Media. The State Department of Agriculture and Markets has announced the presence of the spotted lanternfly in the region. Native to Asia, the spotted lanternfly could pose a threat to a number of New York's most vital crops, including apple hops and grapes. Adult lanternflies are approximately 1 inch long and 1/2 inch wide and have large and visually striking wings. Their four wings are light brown with black spots at the front and a speckled band at the rear. Their hind wings are scarlet with black spots at the front and white and black bars at the rear. Their abdomen is yellow with black bars. Nymphs in the early stage of development appear black with white spots and turn to a red phase before becoming adults. The State Department of Agriculture and Markets is working with the State Department of Environmental Conservation, Cornell Cooperative Extension, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animals and Plant Health Inspection Service to spread the word to crop producers about the invasive species. The department is also increasing inspections, visiting facilities such as warehouses, trucking companies, and distribution centers that receive shipments from outside the state. Anyone who finds or sees what might be a lanternfly is asked to report it to the Division of Plant Industry at 800-554-4501 or plants@agriculture.newyork.gov or to a local Cornell Cooperative Extension office. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Columbia Green Media is reporting that surgeons in Columbia Memorial Health's Bone and Joint Center have unveiled what they are calling state-of-the-art joint replacement technology. The new computerized system can result in more precise joint replacement surgeries, less post-surgical pain, and shorter hospital stays for patients. Known as Stryker Mako system, it is designed for knee and hip replacements and creates a personalized preoperative plan individualized for each patient. During the procedure, the robotic device is under the direct command of the surgeon. Using information from the patient's CT scan, the surgeon orients the software to the position of the patient's bones. The robotic arm prevents anything other than the exact plan from being executed. CMH orthopedic surgeon Christopher Korzenski said, and I quote, "This is a very sophisticated tool, completely revolutionary in many ways. It's really very exciting," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, while last month Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted against the Republican tax plan on December the 4th, Faso voted for the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Paso voted with the majority, 222 to 192, moving the tax bill to a conference committee to work out the differences between the House and the Senate versions. There are major differences between two bills. The Senate bill repeals the health care mandate, while the House version punishes states such as New York with large state and local taxes. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers are likely today, mainly between 10 a.m. and noon, then rain afternoon. The temperature high for today will be 53 degrees. Tuesday night, rain before midnight, then showers are likely, mainly between midnight and 3 a.m. The temperature low will be 39 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 27. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. Sunrise today was at 7:09 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:21 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 5th day of December 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And a pleasant tomorrow.